You're listening to SCAC Women's Soccer Podcast. Today I'm joined by junior forward Annie Kinzior of Trinity University, this week's SCAC Women's Soccer Offensive Player of the Week. And Annie, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Annie, as we look at the Tigers' season so far, 13-0 on the year, 4-0 in conference play. Just talk about where this team is at in terms of not only confidence, but in terms of soccer. And do you feel like you're starting to play the best soccer you guys have played all year?
Yeah, you know, the team is actually very confident. Obviously, 13-0 is a big accomplishment. And a lot of us have been having some rough patches. Me, for example, I've been hurt, so I've been in and out of games. But overall, the morale on the team is really high, and everybody is really helping each other out in terms of the morale and, you know, pumping each other up. And I think just recently we've started to hit our peak, and it's a great time to hit it because, you know, we're almost done with our conference season and then on into playoffs. It's a perfect time.
You know, individually, outstanding week last week, Annie, and two wins over Rhodes and Millsaps, big conference wins as well. You had a hat trick against Millsaps, including the game-winning goal, and then you also posted another goal against Rhodes in both those wins. Just talk about your performance individually last weekend.
I mean, I was kind of off, like I said, and some times before because I've been hurt, but last weekend, you know, I was given the opportunity for some playing time after having been out for some games for my injury, and you know, my team really helped pick me up and really gave me the inspiration to just go out there and give it all I had, and that's pretty much what I did. And I was really pleased with the performance of not only me but the entire team. I think we all pulled through it together. I know I couldn't have done it without them.
Well, you mentioned the entire team and having the opportunity to get some playing time. As you look at this past weekend, I think there was, you know, 20-plus girls that had an opportunity to get in and get minutes throughout this weekend. Just talk about the Tigers' depth, how important that is for the team, not only for games themselves, but also in training as well, and how big of an asset that is for your team.
Oh, it's such a huge asset. You know, the deeper a team is, the more likely we are to be able to put in more and more people, which obviously, you know, makes the chances of winning the game a lot higher just because we have so much depth. We're a pretty young team. I believe we have like 11 freshmen, and then I'm obviously a newcomer. And so there's a lot of depth that has been brought into the team, as well as a lot of inexperience. So having depth with the upper class and under class really helps, you know, give them experience to build on, because in playoffs, ultimately, that's what's important, is the experience. And off the field, in practices, it's great to have some steps. It just, you know, makes other players better. It makes other players have to compete with each other for playing time. It really makes everybody step up their game. So in game time, we're at the highest level as possible.
Friday night, and your 6-0 win over Rhodes. It was head coach Lance Key's 118th career win as the Trinity University women's head soccer coach, becoming the all-time winningest head women's soccer coach there at Trinity University. Just talk about what that opportunity was like to be a part of that celebration for Coach Key.
Oh, that was awesome. I mean, that was a huge honor for him, I know, and he congratulated us. And, you know, it was just awesome to see him win that award, and the whole team was really inspired by it. And I really do think that brought us the motivation to keep pushing forward, to keep winning, and to give him, you know, we're playing for his numbers here, I mean, ultimately, because he got that award. And so the harder we push and the better we play and the more we win, ultimately, it's going to look better for him. And that's, you know, we want to help him out as much as we can.
And finally, Annie, this weekend, one game in conference play against rival Southwestern. Just talk about what will be important for the Tigers to continue to play well, do well, in order to get the result you're looking for this weekend.
Pretty much what we've been doing so far. We have the depth that you were talking about earlier, so we're definitely planning to use it. We're all going to have to come out mentally and be ready for it, and mentally just come out with the fire and the intensity that we've been bringing in the past couple games. Definitely the winning streak is going to help. We're going to have to go in, but we're not going to have to be so confident that we let up. We have to use the confidence to drive us, push us further, and really have the persistence to win.
Junior forward Annie Kinzior of Trinity University, again, this week's SCAC Women's Soccer Offensive Player of the Week. Annie, thanks again so much for your time. Congratulations, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thanks very much. Have a nice day.